With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, Boston.
So nice we get to hear it twice.
Yeah,
Let's go.
I'm not doing that whole thing again. Jess is from Quincy. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Why don't you kick Annie out of the studio real quick?
Annie, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right. Here we go. We got it now. Didn't work out with Karen. Just couldn't get a good connection with her. We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Annie has now stepped in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear any of these questions. We have no idea what Annie's record is because she doesn't have a board.
We should get Annie aboard.
We should get Annie aboard. Question number 1, Kate Beckinsale turning 46 today. She had a very well-publicized fling with which mid-20s stand-up comedian earlier this year?
He's on
SNL.
Yep, I can picture him.
It sure is.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Wow, I'm blanking.
Question number 2. Beyonce posted a video to show off her weight loss on the 22 Days Nutrition Program. What is the name of her 2019 Netflix documentary?
No idea.
Question number 3. John Travolta is playing a stalker in a new thriller called The Fanatic. What was his role in the 2007 movie Hairspray?
He played the mother.
That works. Question number 4. Selma Blair was diagnosed with MS, and she relies on help from friends. Apparently, Sarah Michelle Gellar has even been organizing meal deliveries for her. Who is Sarah Michelle Gellar married to?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Question number 5. On this date in 2006, NSYNC star Lance Bass announced that he was gay. Name all of the other members of NSYNC.
Justin, JC, Joey, and Chris.
Yeah, wow, someone's a fan.
Yeah. All right, let's get Annie back in the studio.
Annie Dow here.
All right, Annie Dow here. 3 out of 5 correct for Jess.
Go ahead, Jess.
Yes, these are tough, Annie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kate Beckinsale turning 46 today. She had a very well-publicized fling with what mid-20 stand-up comedian earlier this year? He's on SNL.
Pete Davidson. Let's go.
1-0. Question number 2. Beyonce posted a video to show off her weight loss. What is the name of her 2019 Netflix documentary?
Homecoming.
How many times have you watched it?
Too many to count.
All right. 2-0. Question number 3. John Travolta is playing a stalker in a new thriller called The Fanatic. What was his role in the 2007 movie Hairspray?
He was the mom.
Yes, Edna, I think was her name.
Edna Turnblad.
3-1. Question number 4. Sorry about that. Question number 4. Selma Blair was diagnosed with MS, and apparently she's relying on her friends, like Sarah Michelle Gellar, to help with organizing meal deliveries and other things. Who is Sarah Michelle Gellar married to?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes, 4-2. Question number 5. On this date in 2006, NSYNC star Lance Bass announced he was gay. Name all the other members of NSYNC.
Okay, we got J.C. Chazé.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yep.
Who am I missing? Joey Fatone.
That is correct. Nice job.
I was going to say, if you miss Joey from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Joey Bag of Bones. Let's go.
5-3 is the final score. Annie gets the win. I'm sorry, Jess, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida are all playing together on August 11th, and you'll be there for that. So enjoy the show, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
I'm Jess from Quincy, and I can't beat Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yo, you know Boston, let's kick it.
Problem,
you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie. What?
You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be infuriating if you work for another radio station in Boston and you turn on our show and this is what you hear.
What do you mean?
And you're like, we're losing to this.
Top-notch production.
This is the show that is beating us. I would be so mad. Darcy is from Chelmsford? Or no, where are you from? Is that right?
Chelmsford.
All right. Good morning, Darcy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
And you work where?
I work at Riviera University.
Oh, very cool. What do you do there?
I am the Director of Disability Services.
Oh, awesome job. Well, welcome to the show. Will you kick Annie out, please?
Annie, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck, Darcy.
Oh, Darcy is into it. I'm here for it. Five pop culture trivia questions.
Annie, don't touch any of my stuff.
You get more right than... Don't yell. That was loud. Annie has left the studio. She's in that soundproof booth. Again, you have to get more right than Annie to win. If you tie, you lose. Question number one. The movie Step Brothers came out this week in 2008. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly star in it. Mary Steenburgen plays Will's mother in the movie. She also played Will's mom in which classic Christmas comedy?
Mary Steenburgen plays Will's mom in a classic. Oh, in Elf.
Question number two. In a new interview, Lizzo says, and I quote, "I am a bad bee that takes risks and wears whatever she wants." What is the name of her latest song that recently went platinum and says, "Why men great till they gotta be great?"
I feel like she's in the room.
Yeah, no, I've got no idea.
Question number three. Kevin Spacey turned 60 today. He had a very popular Netflix show that he was removed from once his sexual misconduct allegations began to mount. What was that show?
Oh, the President Show. Can I get an assist?
What did they say? I didn't hear them.
Yeah, I don't know if he said. My husband would have said, "Ah, it's the show about him being the president."
Yeah, that one.
What's the Netflix show with Seven Case Kevin Spacey?
Come on, Carl.
House of Cards.
Question number four. P. Diddy is denying reports that he is dating his son's ex-girlfriend. She's also Steve Harvey's daughter. The two were recently spotted in New York together. He's bringing back his former MTV reality show. What was it called?
MTV reality show with P. Diddy?
Yep.
I don't know.
Question number five. There are rumors back and forth about Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhart's relationship and whether they are still together or not. The pair are currently filming the fourth season of which show? Okay.
It's not a good day for me.
Let's get Annie back in the studio, please. Where's our little...
Annie Dow here.
Annie Dow here. All right, Darcy got one out of five.
Sue, can you give me House of Cards?
She got two.
Oh, she got... Oh, sorry. I was so happy about the suit.
You're so ready for a suit.
I really was. All right, two out of five. Are you ready, Annie?
I am ready.
Question number one. The movie Step Brothers came out this week in 2008. It stars Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Marcy Steenburgen played Will's mother in the movie. She also played Will's mom in which classic Christmas comedy?
Elf.
Yes, tied to one. Question number two. In a new interview, Lizzo says, and I quote, "I'm a bad bee that takes risks and wears whatever she wants." What is the name of her latest single that recently went platinum and says, "Why men great till they gotta be great"?
Truth hurts. Why men great till they gotta be great.
I thought mine sounded more like hers, but whatever.
Please.
2-1. Question number three. Kevin Spacey turning 60 today. He had a very popular Netflix show that he was removed from once his sexual misconduct allegations began to mount. What was the name of that show?
Oh, what is it called?
Yeah, exactly.
House of Cards.
You could also ask her husband if you like.
3-2. Question number four. P. Diddy is denying reports that he's dating his son's ex-girlfriend. And Steve Harvey's daughter.
Yeah, sure.
He's bringing back his former MTV reality show. What is it called?
Making the Band.
Making the Band is correct. 4-2. Question number five. There are rumors back and forth about Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhart's relationship and whether or not they are still together. They are currently filming the fourth season of which show?
Riverdale.
Riverdale is correct. Wow, you're on a run here lately.
That's a sweep.
5-2 is the final score, Annie. Nice job. I'm sorry, Darcy, you don't get the cash, but I have four tickets for Canary Lake Park, where all the fun is, thrill rides, water rides, games, and more. And don't forget Castaway Island, where the tidal river and private cabana is now open, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
That's going to be awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, Darcy, what do you want to say to Annie before you go?
My name is Darcy. I cannot be Annie, yeah, but I'm going to Canary Lake Park.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I apologize for nothing.
Let's kick it. Kit is Annie. Kit is Annie.
Ow.
If there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it. Kit is Annie.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean... Freddie Mercury just rolled over in his grave.
Why do you hate it so
just
much?
Just embrace it.
All right. Becky's from Haverhill. Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Annie, when you leave the studio.
Oh, okay. We're getting to it.
Okay.
Annie, go ahead, Becky.
There you go.
Wow.
Also, you have an 11-year-old, Giovanni, that's going to help you out this morning. Yes. Is that right?
He's 10 years old. He's going to answer the question.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to take it off speaker, though. It's really hard to hear you, Becky.
Oh, okay.
We'll put it up in the podcast. Okay. Giovanni can listen after
he's
the show.
He's all fired up.
I know. He's ready to go.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. Annie has stepped out of the studio. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Mick Jagger turning 76 years old today. What band is he the lead singer of and one of the founding members of?
Oh, Mick Jagger is... The Rolling Stones.
Question number two. On this date in 1940, Bugs Bunny made his debut in the Warner Brothers animated cartoon, A Wild Hare. What is the name of the hunter who is always trying to catch Bugs Bunny?
Oh, the hunter.
You wascally wabbit.
You wascally wabbit.
Oh, the pig. I don't know.
Question number three. What did he say?
He didn't say Elmer Fudd.
Did he say Peppa? I don't know.
Elmer Fudd.
A little late
for that one. Travis Scott's new video, Wake Up, was directed by Jonah Hill. What movie did Jonah Hill star in alongside Leonardo DiCaprio back in 2013 about wealthy stockbrokers?
I don't know that.
Question number four. 12-year-old country singer Mason Ramsey released his second EP, Twang, with five songs. You may know him as the yodeler that went viral. What store was he in when he was yodeling?
Oh, I don't know any of this stuff.
Question number five.
I thought these were going to be for like...
pop culture, yeah.
Current.
He's 12. That's pretty current. He's not a throwback.
Question number five. Chance the Rapper's debut album drops at midnight tonight. He says it will be different. The whole album has been inspired by the day I got married and how I was dancing that day. What is Chance's first name? Is it Chandler, Chancellor, or Charlie?
Charlie.
Okay, thank you, Giovanni.
My finger.
Let's get... bit my finger. Let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
Annie Dow here.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Becky got one out of five right.
Sooch! Oh, my God, Becky. Look at your score.
Becky?
Look at your sooch. All right, these
didn't you get the last one right? Mm-hmm. Was it Charlie?
Annie's back. These are tough, Annie. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Mick Jagger turning 76 years old today. He is the lead singer for which band?
He is the lead singer for the Rolling Stones.
Tied at one. Question number two. On this date in 1940, Bugs Bunny made his debut in the Warner Brothers animated cartoon A Wild Hare. What is the name of the hunter who is always trying to catch Bugs?
The hunter?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you do this to me, Annie.
The hunter that was trying to catch Bugs
in
the cartoon.
Yeah.
Be very, very quiet.
Elmer Fudd.
There you go. 2-1. Question number three. Travis Scott's new video, Wake Up, was directed by Jonah Hill. Jonah starred alongside Leonardo DiCaprio back in 2013 in a movie about wealthy stockbrokers. Name that movie.
Wolf of Wall Street.
3-1. Question number four. 12-year-old country singer named Mason Ramsey has released his second EP.
Nope.
It's called Twang.
I don't care.
Hard pass on that EP
for
you?
Hard pass.
I will be listening to that today. You may know him as the yodeler in the viral video. What store was he in when he was yodeling?
Walmart.
It was a Walmart. 4-1. Question number five. Chance the Rapper's debut album drops at midnight tonight.
Let's
Annie.
Go.
What is Chance's first name? Is it Chandler, Chancellor, or Charlie?
Chandler, Chancellor, or Charlie?
Yes.
I feel like it's Chancellor.
That is
correct. Let's go. 15 for 15, baby.
I wish it was Chandler because I'm just picturing him and friends.
Right.
Chandler Bing in Chicago.
You got every question right today, Annie. Nice job. Becky, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Train and the Goo Goo Dolls on August 17th at the Xfinity Center, so you'll enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you. My name is Becky from Haverhill. I cannot ace Annie.
All right. Going there.
Nice job. And Giovanni, I'm sorry we couldn't keep you on the line, but we'll put it up in the podcast.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.